Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what up, this big bad 4-1, we're here for the Glock, you know what I'm saying, the California Angel, you dig right now, you're chilling on the hiphopbarbershop.com, y'all make sure y'all check out for my album, man, check that out, January 24th, 2012, you dig, survive, suck it easy, bitch.
Please don't cancel in time for my orgasm. Playing that smooth B-sharp mix. Ooh, baby, yes.
Taking notes of my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? Seen a fucking single.
Diplomas on the wall, and really I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50k on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me, the same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
It's your boy, DJ L Jizzle. Just want to say hello and happy Monday to everybody. Today is going to be a short show because for some reason Blog Talk only gave me 15 minutes. Don't know why. There's some kind of system issue. I couldn't schedule the normal time. And what's crazy is 5 minutes of the damn time went into the damn intro. So I got 10 minutes. So this 10 minutes is going to be used very wisely. I'm not going to get deep into anything because 10 minutes. Can't do shit in 10 minutes. Can't do nothing in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? So I have a little short list of people, our listeners, that faithful listeners that listens all the time. They got graduates. They wanted to give a shout out to graduates and their family and so, let's see, Akita Smith wants to give a shout out to her cousin, John, I can't even pronounce that, Pulowski. A happy graduation, so, she didn't put a date, But I'm assuming he's graduating possibly this upcoming weekend. Do me a favor, y'all. We're gonna acknowledge our graduates, right? We're gonna do that. I got 10 minutes, 8 minutes in counting. So this show is gonna be dedicated to our graduates, because graduating is a very one of the best days of your life. Graduating high school is one of the best days of your life. It's definitely one of the best days of mine. It's a milestone. You're done. You're moving into adulthood. You know, you got some serious decisions to make about your life. It's a milestone for the parents as well. You know, parents are proud of their children for getting over that hump. Now you got the hump of life you got to deal with now. That's a motherfucker. Y'all ain't seen shit yet. But enjoy y'all moment right now. Also, got Yellow Girl 69. Has a graduate as well, Kobe. He's graduated senior, and he's going into the Army. So congratulations, Kobe, and you know, may your next journey be a fulfilling one, a fruitful one. Make sure you save your money. I am a veteran, so I can speak on this with the utmost knowledge. Nobody can tell me shit. I served. Okay? I got the fucking plaque on my wall. You know, it was a milestone as well. Graduating, basic training and all of that stuff was a milestone. But anyway, congratulations. May your role be fruitful and fulfilling. Make sure that you save money. Make sure you get all you can get out of the military. Make sure you pay attention. You know, don't take nothing lightly. Pay attention to everything that's going on. You know, because your first 4 years is going to be a deciding factor of where you're going to go from there. You know, are you planning on making a career? Are you planning on going elsewhere? You know, you get GI Bill. Go to college. Go take advantage of everything they give you. Every little thing you can get, take advantage. Signing bonuses. Do whatever they ask to get whatever they're offering. Take advantage of it. Congratulations. And to all the seniors, the military, if you're going into the military, congratulations. Again, you know, I want to thank everyone for their service and everyone that's planning on giving their service. So congratulations. Thank you so much. You know, I'm a veteran myself. And I have utmost respect for all veterans and people that are going into the military. Utmost respect. I have respect for everybody, but I have a special respect for those who are, you know, putting their lives on the line for others. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like that. You know, so we have to give the utmost respect. Tina Dunson is doing a congratulations to her baby girl. She didn't say her name. She just said, my baby girl. Congratulations to the class of 2021. Okay, that's cool. Understanding why people don't want to, you know, put the kid's name out there. So it's all good. So listen, what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to say congratulations to all the graduates of 2021, high school, college, elementary school, middle school, or trade school, whatever school you in, man. Congratulations. You completed a milestone in your life. You know, it's time to go to the next level and level up. My boy B in the building. B, I got some bad news, bro. We only on for, shit. How much more time I got? I'm about to bring you on, bro. And my bad for not calling you, dog. I got busy, man. Got shit going on. I meant to reach back out to you, and I apologize I didn't get to. We on for 4 more minutes, bro. Something happened with the system, and they wouldn't give us our full 2 hours. So all I can get was 15 minutes. So I figured, hey, I 15 is better than nothing. I'm going to get on here. I'm going to dedicate this to the graduates of 2021. We call them the COVID-19 graduates. Y'all dealt with a lot of stuff, man, from, you know, being juniors when it's that
first happened and now you made it this far, man, so congratulations. Again, y'all, I apologize. The show going to be short tonight, very short. So I'm sorry. System kind of screwed me today. But I promise you Wednesday we're going to get it. Yeah, boy, I got so much stuff going on. I got so much stuff to tell y'all. I got so much information for y'all. So Wednesday going to be a good show, a big show. We'll probably do it late. I might start the Wednesday show a little early, possibly. We'll see. But let me go and bring B in here. B-Man in the building, Mr. Comedy Roast himself. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, my brother? My brother from another mother. I'm good,
I know,
man.
Right?
Listen, let me tell y'all something right fast. I know we don't got, you know, we ain't got much longer, but, you know, I installed, so in my backyard, which I understand, it's kind of crazy, but they never had an outlet back in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how the fuck your house don't have a fucking outlet in the backyard? I don't know how it skipped the plans or whatever. So today, you know, I went on and installed the outlet in my backyard, man. So, you know, I'm pretty happy about that. Now I can plug in and shit back there and do whatever I need to do. I can plug in. Before I had to put a fucking cord under the door and through the window and shit. Man, like, fuck that. I can't keep doing that. So, yeah, man. So I'm saying that to say, guys, listen, home improvement, it's that time of year. And if you listen, it's so much stuff you can do yourself. You ain't got to hire a contractor. I paid like $60, and that was for the materials. And it really could have been less, but you know, some of the tools I didn't have anymore. I lost, so I had to rebuy some stuff. So at the end of the day, man, if you're trying to do some home improvement shit, go on YouTube. YouTube will teach you how to build a motherfucking car engine. It'll teach you how to fucking change a transmission. It does everything, ladies. If you need instructions on how to get some head, go on YouTube. I ain't bullshitting. And them chicks be knowing what the fuck they doing too, B. Man, you ever seen them chicks on YouTube doing head, giving head instructions and shit, and they be having bananas and fucking. One chick, yo, check this out, B. I don't have to find it. I'm going to send it to you. This chick had a fucking cucumber, and that motherfucker was long than a motherfucker, right?
Right.
And she was talking all normal and shit. She says, you know, ladies, you know, this is how you give head. You can't be dry, nah, 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 right? Dude,
right.
She got on that motherfucker and she just, I said, God damn, what the fuck? Yes.
Okay.
For real, bro. Hey, listen, I'm going to find it. I'm going to send it to you, bro. I'm going to find the video. But, yeah, man, old girl got on that motherfucker and just like she was trying to start a fucking engine in a fucking 97, I mean, I'm sorry, 80, no, I had to go way back. Sound like she was trying to start an engine in a 52 Buick. You know, them old cars be like, blah, 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 and then they'll start shit. She sounded like that, bro. That shit, I was kind of like disturbed. I was like, God damn. But, yeah, man. So, ladies, if y'all you're having problems, you don't know, you know, you kind of don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know, go on YouTube. It'll teach you. As a matter of fact, Wednesday show, I'm going to tell y'all who the lady is so y'all can go check her out. Highly recommend it. I ain't never seen nobody do a goddamn cucumber like that. I was like, God damn, that cucumber, she goddamn molested the fuck out that motherfucker.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you, B. I'm going to tell y'all on Wednesday who this lady is. Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. But anyway, yeah, y'all go on YouTube and learn how to do shit instead of paying somebody to do it for you. You'll save a lot of fucking money, real talk. B, I know you had something to tell me, and I know you got something to share, but, bro, hold on to a Wednesday, brother. Wednesday will be the day
to
share your whole goddamn. It had to be good because you hit me up with yesterday. It was like, hit me up. I was at an event yesterday. Was it yesterday or was it Saturday when you texted?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. Yeah, I was in an event. I was at an event yesterday. That's why I couldn't get back to you. I had a black and red event yesterday, and it was for the community, and we raised the money for the community and shit. So
okay.
I was there. Yeah, man. You know your boy be doing a little community service and shit. As a matter of fact, I got another community service event coming up this weekend. I will let y'all know the details. If y'all in the area, come holler at your boy. I'll tell y'all exactly where I'm going to be. But, you know, it's all about giving back. We got to give back. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get your blessings. God sees everything. He blessed those who bless others. So we got to bless people. B.
Yo, yo.
You got anything for the people, man? You got any? You got any little short thing you want to tell anybody? Because I know you're the long shit. We gotta say anything. Oh, Sheeta told. Oh, Sheeta called. By the way, Sheeta just told me to tell everybody she won't be on tonight. She had to work overtime at her job. She said she working like 14, 15 hours today, and she getting all this overtime.
Damn.
I said, make that money, make that goddamn money, make it.
Really?
Killing the ass overtime. Mm-hmm. So she said she'll be back Wednesday as well. But what you got for us, brother?
Just chilling at the beach and all that type of shit this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. That was a listen. I'm gonna tell y'all something funny real fast. So there was a wet T-shirt contest going on at one of the bike clubs that we support at the clubhouse. And so Sunday at the event that I was at Sunday, they was like, yo, if y'all want to go, we got this, you know, we got this T-shirt contest, right? And so when we saw the women that was involved, dog, we motherfuckers out there bust out laughing, man. I was like, wow. Dude.
Yeah.
Bro, listen, let me tell you something, bro. Ladies, let me tell y'all something real fast, okay? Real talk. This is some real shit. I'm saying this because I love you, okay? When your glory days have passed you by, like, I know you might have been fine the motherfucker 10, 20, 15 years ago and shit. Fine the motherfucker about 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Nah, I mean 15 years ago. But when gravity has set in, when them calories are showing everywhere, when you just can't fit certain things no more, you try to make yourself fit in some shit that don't belong. When you wearing shit that you shouldn't wear. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how crazy it is. One of the young ladies in my group said about one of the girls, she said, that girl ain't got no friends. And we was like, why you say that? She said she can't have no friends because ain't no way if you got friends that have you out here looking like that. That's how bad they was looking, bro. I'm talking about broke down horrible. Like, horrible,
damn.
Dude. To the point where motherfuckers was laughing. They were laughing, bro. I was like, who the... Wow. Ladies, look, we got to look deep inside ourselves and know our limitations. We got to understand that what we could have done 10, 15, 20 years ago may not necessarily we can do today. And when you decide to put yourself in a wet T-shirt contest, and listen, again, I'm not shaming nobody. I'm just saying that you need to make sure that your shit is not dragging, it's not over your belly. You got to lift it up. It's just not a good look, yo. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got some big ass titties, don't mean they some pretty big ass titties. Everybody big ass titties ain't pretty and they ain't built for that shit. So know your limitations. Don't have motherfuckers laughing at you when you come out joining a wet T-shirt contest. And then you know, it's just not cool. And I'm not trying to be funny. I know some ladies probably like, Jizzle, you tripping. No, y'all tripping. Y'all need to tell y'all friends. Y'all need to be friends to your friends. If your friend doing some shit that you know that she shouldn't be doing, tell her. Stop letting your friends go out there embarrassing themselves. Don't blame the shit on me. Don't shoot the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is some real shit. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to get laughs. I'm being serious right now. I'm not even laughing at this shit because it's not funny.
Right.
You know, so be a friend to your friend. And if she don't listen to you, then that, hey, so be it. Let her go on out there with her titties dragging the ground and shit. Talking about, I'm going to win first place at the wet T-shirt contest. You know what I'm saying? Go on, do that shit and see what the fuck happens. You know, or, you know, oh, y'all just hating because – We got to understand the difference between hate and truth. Some of y'all, somebody tell you something, oh, they just hating on me. Everything ain't hate. Some of this shit is truth. You just got to know the difference between hate and truth. And if your titties touch the ground, That's some true shit that somebody trying to tell you. Your titties should not be touching the ground and you're joining a hot, wet t-shirt contest. Now, if your titties drag the ground, it just drag the ground. It ain't about your titties dragging the ground. It's about you're trying to entice motherfuckers to give you votes for a contest. That's not enticing when your titties are rubbing the fuck your ankles or your knees. That's not enticing. That's grandma shit. That's great. No, it's some sexy grandmas out there. I take that, but I'm sorry. That's some great, great, great grandma shit. So, I just was disturbed by what I saw on that shit. I was like, wow, these chicks tripping. Like, y'all, maybe 10, 20 years ago, y'all probably could have done this shit. Y'all need to sit y'all asses down now. Y'all, this shit is beyond y'all now. And what got me even more is the club that actually is going to put these chicks in the contest. I'm like, dude, y'all couldn't get nobody else? Y'all couldn't get nobody else. This is what y'all could, this is the best y'all could work with. Dude, I was just like, man, this shit is crazy. I just walked the fuck away. I was like, I can't even look at this shit no more. Let me get the fuck out of here. So at the end of the day, ladies, please, know your limitations. Men too. Men, some fellas out there, y'all need to know y'all fucking limitations too. Y'all ass doing some shit y'all ain't got no business doing as well. You know, we just got to know our limitations. You know what I'm saying? B, I wish you was there, bro. I know your ass would have been fucking. You probably would have grabbed the mic and started cracking jokes and shit, knowing you.
You know I would have. You know I would have.
I should have slick took a picture, man. I should have took a picture of that shit so y'all could have saw the shit, man. Dude, that shit was, it was disturbing, B. It really was disturbing. It was. I just couldn't believe what I saw. And then y'all tried to push this shit on us. Like, I don't want to see that shit. Not at all. But it is what it is. Right. Again, congratulations to all our graduates out there, man. We are proud of you guys. Thank you guys for sticking it in there. Whatever level, elementary, middle, high, college, trade school, online, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck how you got your degree as long as you got it. Listen, y'all don't be sleeping on online. Some of y'all be shaming online motherfuckers. Like, y'all motherfuckers got master's degrees. Be like, well, where'd you get your degree from? Arizona. What is that motherfucker, that famous online school? What is it? Is it Arizona University? Yeah, I think it is Arizona University. You know what I'm saying? I went to Arizona University. Oh, you online fucking degree motherfucker. No, fuck that. Because what's funny about that is everybody owns school online right now. You got COVID. So don't be shaming nobody's degree and shit. Hell, you work just hard online as you do in class sometimes. Sometimes. I ain't going to lie. I took an online course, B. I was in this motherfucker in the bed. I had my feet kicked up and shit. I was eating food and shit. I was studying, though. But I was chilling. That's the beauty of doing shit online, though. You can kind of do it how you want to do it. You can be butt-ass naked and shit taking classes. Till you get on a Zoom call. Until you get on a Zoom call with your instructor and shit, the motherfucker say, what the fuck? Oh, my bad, dog. I forgot we had a damn Zoom call today.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Yeah, man. So, but anyway, congratulations to everybody, man. But yeah, man. So, listen, guys, again, sorry for the short show tonight. You know, it was out of my control. But we're going to make it back up on Wednesday. Make sure y'all tune in. Got a lot of information. We got the confessions. One of our listeners said basically was mad because we haven't did a Wednesday show in about 3 weeks. And I promised her that I promise you we doing a show Wednesday, this Wednesday. So we will definitely be here, guys. So y'all stay tuned. Be ready. Be ready to laugh. Be ready to be amazed by some shit y'all going to hear. Just be ready for anything. That's all I can say.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
all right,
buddy.
Well, B, you got any shot? I hate, man, this shit went 15 minutes, actually 20 minutes. I'm pushing the envelope. Matter of fact, fuck that. This is what we're going to do.
Wait a minute. The show's only for 20 minutes tonight?
Man, listen, this is what we're going to do, B. Yeah, because the system fucked up. No, we're going to keep going until they kick us off, okay? So fuck that. We ain't going nowhere. We just gonna let them kick us off. I'm gonna bend the rules tonight. Fuck them. Ball talk. I'm gonna talk to y'all motherfuckers. Kick me off, okay? Fuck the system. So yeah, we gonna keep going until you. Now listen, y'all. When y'all don't hear shit, then that means we got kicked off, okay? But until then, we gonna keep talking. All right, B. Let's get it, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm thinking that we'll probably be here another. Just knowing how the system works and shit, we probably got a good 45 minutes before they kick us off. So we got plenty of time to really get into some shit. So yeah, we're gonna keep it up. Don't worry about it. Sorry guys. Fuck it. Fuck. We gonna do what we wanna do. Fuck y'all. They watch. I'm gonna keep talking. They gonna cut us off. But you know how it go be. But anyway, let's keep it up, man. Hey, so what's going on with you, brother? Go ahead.
This is what I want to talk to you about. What's up with your boy, Baby Blue, man? From the group Pretty Ricky. Baby Blue.
Man. Listen, bro. Okay.
$24 million MVP money? How the fuck do you do that?
Man, listen. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the things I want to talk about. We'll talk about it tonight. Oh, this is a good time, good topic. The PPP loan. Okay, so yeah, it's not just him. It's a female rapper that got caught up too, and she got indicted. Like, she's going to jail. It was somebody else I heard about too. It'll come to me in a minute. Listen, y'all, Let me tell y'all right now. The trap. Y'all falling for, don't fall for this shit. This PPE, you know, they tell you, oh, you don't have to pay it back. You know what I'm saying? There's different types of loans. And anything that has a loan, the word loan behind it means that you got to pay the motherfucker back. That's why they call it a loan. They didn't call it a gift. They didn't call it a grant. If they call it a grant means you don't have to pay the motherfucker back. A gift means you don't have to pay the motherfucker back. But when they say loan, that means it's a fucking loan. That means that if you don't follow, see, this is the thing, though. Part of it's true, yes. To a degree, you don't have to pay it back to a degree. See, there's stipulations. You got to read the contract. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to pay it back if you follow certain guidelines, okay? And what the crazy thing is, a lot of y'all don't follow these guidelines. The guidelines are so fucking tight. To whereas you got to be damn near, I'm talking about, you got to have your shit and your ducks in a row. You basically probably need a lawyer that actually walk you through this shit so it can be free. But a lot of y'all don't do that. Y'all go little hookup shit. Listen, I ain't going to call no names, but I do know some people who have gotten this loan, right? I know them personally. And again, just to hear them talk about this shit and how paranoid they be about shit, man, listen, y'all be careful. Be real careful, because they coming for y'all asses. All y'all motherfuckers got that loan and shit, they're watching you. They're watching your bank accounts. They're watching everything, okay? As soon as you fuck up and do some shit that you ain't got no business doing, they coming for that ass.
I swear.
This one chick, She put up a GoFundMe because they after her. So she's trying to GoFundMe to get the money to pay it back. You know what I got to say about that? Fuck you. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right, B. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Because the reason why I say fuck you is because, number one, you didn't give nobody none of that money. You went out there and fucked that money off. You went out there and had lavish trips. This chick was financing trips and shit. How dumb? See, this is how y'all getting caught, okay? This is how y'all getting caught out here. Y'all going on these trips and you putting it on social media. You putting your trips on social media. You putting your Belkin bags and shit that you buying on social media. You putting all this Louis Vuitton and shit that you have purchased on social media, right? Buying cars, right. This bitch buying business and shit. And you put it on social. I just, you know what? it's unbelievable to me how people be wondering how they get caught. You snitching on yourself. You can't help yourself. You got to show out. You got to show everything you doing. Everybody got to know what you doing. And that's how you get caught. So this chick, posting up all her business on social media about her trips and this and that and the other, right? And so, you know, of course they watching you. So if you ain't doing nothing but taking trips, that money's supposed to be used for your business, not for your personal use. So
right.
You out here.
But motherfuckers out here doing it. I know a lot of motherfuckers that did it and is doing it and getting 20K, 40K, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yo, listen. That shit gonna get them, but they coming for you, man. Listen, y'all gotta understand one thing, and I'm a testament. I got my hands up. I am a testament of this. You don't fuck with the government or the IRS, which is the same entity, but they're separate to a degree. Okay, government, IRS, same, but they're separate. You don't fuck with neither one of them because they know your business. You can't hide shit from them. If you're doing anything digitally. You got bank accounts, you got things of that nature. You can't hide nothing from them. They see everything. Only way you can hide shit is if you a caveman and you bury all your shit in the backyard, and they probably still can see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. They got systems. They got spy satellites that can see a gnat on a dog's ass, okay? They can see a gnat on a dog's ass, yo. Like, no bullshit. They can literally see a gnat. And you know how little a gnat is on a dog's ass, okay, from the sky, from space. So if them motherfuckers can see, if you go on Google Maps right now and you put an address in, you see how clear that street looks. You can see the fucking rocks on the ground. You can see a fucking ant on the ground, really, if you look close. If you damn magnify that shit, you can see an ant walking on the ground. So,
probably so,
if they can do that, what makes you think they can't see what the fuck you doing? And even if you're trying to hide some shit on your property, how the fuck you don't think they can see that shit?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, the wrong people to fuck with is the government and the IRS. Don't fuck with them. Leave them the fuck alone. Try to do some other shit, okay? Don't be trying to defraud the government. They gonna get your ass. They might not get you today. They might not get you tomorrow, but they're going to get that ass when you least expect it. Unbelievable, man. And you know what the funny thing about it, the sad thing about it ain't funny. The sad thing about it be most of the people that get caught is black people.
Of course, because they're the main
motherfuckers. White people getting a loan, too. The white people getting a loan, too, so let's just keep it real. You know, it ain't just the black people. White people getting it, too. Asian, everybody's getting it. But we're the ones getting caught because we're the ones got to let everybody know we got the money and we got to get out here balling and shit and buying dumb shit and posting up on social media. That's why we get caught. You know what I'm saying? You know, why we can't – if you – listen, again, what you do is what you do. I have no problem with that. But why you got to blast your shit out, especially when you're doing illegal shit, you got to let everybody know you doing this shit. I don't get that. Self-snitching is at an all-time high. The police ain't even got to survey your ass no more. They know listen, the police department, all they got to do is go on Facebook. That's why, you know, for y'all don't know, Facebook, government, all that shit, Google, all that shit's connected. Just in case y'all, they are. Okay? So, when you sign up for these sites and shit, you give them open access to you. So while you out here, you know, you know, doing your little money and shit and fanning your shit out and on your arm and putting it on your bed and shit, making a fucking fan and a circle and shit, and making fucking object squares and triangles and isosceles, you know, all kind of little crazy-ass shit y'all do.
Well, I've been trying to figure out, though. How the fuck did you get $24 million in that type of money, though? $24
million. Bro.
How the fuck is that
possible? Okay, I'm going to tell you something. It's some smart motherfuckers. This is what's crazy to me. It's some smart motherfucking criminals out there, okay? They know once they get wind of how this shit works, they – listen. So I'm going to tell you one situation that I know about as well, how this guy defrauded $2 million out of unemployment, right? This motherfucker got $2 million worth of unemployment and got caught because he told on himself. What he did was he used he got dead people's Social Security numbers. And when this first started happening, you remember dead people was getting stimulus checks. You remember that, right? Remember they was talking about, they was trying to figure out, they was just government just handing out checks and shit, and they was sending dead people stimulus checks, and they was like, well, if you get a stimulus check from your dead relatives, send this shit back. Remember that, right?
Right.
Okay. So during that time, the system was so overrun, they were just cutting checks and shit. They were just cutting checks. So dead people would get checks. So this motherfucker got, you know, he somehow obtained some dead people's Social Security numbers and was filing for unemployment. So he had, like, I'm talking about a lot of, maybe 100 motherfucking dead people on unemployment. He's collecting the checks. So he ended up getting over $1 million, $2 million worth of unemployment. Mind you, this dude was a rapper. So his dumb ass was on fuck social media, you know, flexing as they do. But his dumb ass put it in a rap lyric that he defrauded the government of the unemployment.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's how dumb ass got caught. They investigated, found out that his ass did all this shit. He's in prison now. Okay, so you were smart enough to do this shit, but you was dumb enough to go on and tell everybody what you did. Self-snitching. You know, we gotta stop self-snitching, y'all. We gotta stop doing that shit. Don't think motherfuckers ain't paying attention to you. The wrong people paying attention. It's not the people that you want to pay attention to you. It's the people you don't want to pay attention to that's paying attention to you. Okay? So if you're doing some fraud shit to the government, you need to stop. And if you don't, you need to snitch on yourself. It's just crazy. Unbelievable, man. But back to the PPP loan, man. Yes, it's a lot of people got that shit, and now the government is watching them, and they keep doing dumbass stuff and putting their business out there on social media, and then out here flexing. But that money's not made, is not given to you for that reason. It's for you to keep your business afloat. But you spending the shit on trips. How is that keeping your business? You spending Belkin bags and shit. How are you keeping your business afloat? You buying diamond rings and shit and buying cars. How in the fuck is that supporting your business? It's not. So you defrauded the government. It's simple. Stop it.
For real.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. Hey, that's what you want to do with your life. It's cool. But I'm just saying, don't. You know, it just to me ain't worth the risk.
No,
it ain't worth the risk. Fuck that. I like my freedom, bro. Fuck that.
I swear.
Yeah, I'm good. That little $80,000, $100,000, that shit ain't worth my freedom, man. If I'm gonna tell you like this now, I'll say this publicly. I don't give a fuck who listens. If I'm going to risk my freedom, it's got to be at least $5 million plus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
$5 million and up, I might think about it. Anything under $5 million, fuck that. It ain't worth it for me to take the risk or the chance. Now, you give me $5 million plus, $5 million, okay, I think about it. $10 million, I'm getting warmer. $15, $20 million, okay, you know what, fuck it.
Right.
B, I'll be calling you, hey, B, look, man, I got $20 million. What you want to do, dog? I got a $20 million league. What you want, bro? I need half that shit. You ready? You ready, B? If we get locked up, we just gonna have to hide that shit till we get out. That's all.
if we able to get, hey, if we make it, shit.
Right. But you know, it's like, hey, if I go to prison for 5 years, right, 5 to 10 years, guess what? I know I got $10 million waiting on me when I get out. I'll do that time. I'll be cool. I just like, you know what? I got something to look forward to. I got $10 million waiting on me when I get out this motherfucker. You know, so it's time, doing time for $10 million might not be as bad, but a little $100,000, a little $60,000, man, get the fuck out of here. That shit ain't even worth, man, come on, man. You could buy fucking Benz and spend the whole $80 on a new Benz. And then, I mean, what, Come on, man. Unbelievable, man. Y'all need to stop doing that shit, man. Y'all stop doing this shit. Y'all stop defrauding the government. They gonna come get your ass. Y'all stop this shit. If somebody listens to my voice right now, if you listen to my voice right now, and you thinking about doing some dumb shit, don't do it. Don't do that shit. I'm telling you. And y'all doing bedtime. So you doing every bit of the motherfucker. Y'all ain't doing no time and a half, no, you know, none of that. You doing every bit of, if they give you 20 years, you doing 20 straight years. There ain't no parole, none of that shit. You doing the full goddamn bid. Nah, bro, I'm good. I'm good, B.
You said you good, G?
So, I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know, I just installed an outlet in my backyard. I'm good. I'm going to be trying to join some shit at some point. I'm good, brother. Fuck that. I ain't got time to be in no damn 5x9 cell and shit. You know what I mean? Actually, it's smaller than that. You know, with a nigga named Bubba and shit, sweating and shit. Man, I ain't got time for that shit, bro. Me and Bubba going to have to square up every night and shit. His fat, sweaty ass. Man, I ain't got time for that, bro. I'm good. I'm good, bro.
I'm good for
it. I ain't got time to be all wrestling with no big motherfucker named Bubba and shit in the cell. I ain't got time for that. Man, get the fuck out of here. So y'all need to be careful out here for real. Right, for real, for real. Like y'all need to be careful. But yeah, man, but you know he had got shot though, like 2 weeks ago. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he was at an album release party in Miami, and somebody rolled up on him. He had a nice old, I think he had a fucking 72 Cutlass. That thing was clean, bro. And somebody rolled up on him, man, and shot his ass, tried to rob him for his ride and shit, and his jewelry.
Yeah.
But he lived, though. They shot him, but he lived. And then fucking 2-3 weeks later, now his ass is, he on fraud. Man, he to my bad luck, brother. God,
what a real shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. So, I just want to say, everybody, y'all be careful, man. Just watch your ass out here. At the end of the day, B, I'm watching this video that you sent me, man. What the fuck is that, bro? That look like a cause. Why she? Oh, bro, what the hell is that? She got. Oh, I seen her before. You know what? That's the same chick. She got a video where she was hiding shit. Not, it's two girls that hide shit in their titty. But this girl did a video where she had shit in her roll. She pulling hot dogs out. She pulling meat. She was pulling, she pulled out some mustard, hair dryer, fucking hot dogs out her roll, side rolls. And then she pulled out a hammer at the end to my, this for me to knock a bitch out. Yeah, dude, this is the same chick. Now she doing the milk shit?
Wow. Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, bro, why is she pouring milk on herself? Bro, what the fuck is that? B, what the hell you sent me, bro? Bro, she doing the milkshake. My boys bring the milkshake in the yard with her. And then she cold and shit because the milk cold. And then she fall. You know what's crazy to me, B? She got 7,000 viewers watching her do this shit, though. She got 7,800 viewers watching her do this shit. And they laughing at her ass. Oh, wow. She hurt, too. Bruh. Brian, why they got to have the attention, bro? That's some shit.
Man, I don't know. I'm fucking supporting this shit, so
She has 7,000 viewers. That shit crazy. Okay, Big Mama, all right then. The milkshake brings all the boys in the yard. I don't know who yard is bringing it in, but it definitely ain't.
Junkyard.
The boys are going to that yard, bro. I don't know. She got 8,000. So she had 8,000 people watching her ass. So I guess she do have a lot of boys coming to the yard. Okay then.
Oh,
oh my God. Crazy, man. Crazy shit. Y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. We're gonna be on as long as we can, man. Whatever Blog Talk say, you know what, y'all done had enough of y'all. It was some other shit I want to talk about. I don't want to get into it because I think if I get cut off, it's just going to kill the moment. But so I'll save that till either Wednesday or Friday. But yeah, man, I don't know, B. I'm just as lost words when it comes to stuff like this. I would think that, it's almost like, I don't know, bro. It's you would think some people would just have common sense on certain things, you know what I'm saying? But as I've always been told, everybody don't have it. And we can't expect everybody to have something they don't have. You ain't got common sense, but you're smart enough to do certain things, but you don't have the common sense to maintain it or watch yourself. You know, we so excited. We want the attention so bad. We got to show everybody what we got. Now, if you're doing it legally, yeah, hell, I don't give a show all your shit. Ladies, show your titties if you want. You bought them titties, they yours, show them. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Show them titties.
You know, titties. Show them. You done paid for them titties. Show them. You know what I'm saying?
Show them,
you know, whatever. It's all good. Show them motherfuckers. But, you know, if you're doing some illegal activity, stop snitching on yourself. It's okay to be silent and be in the cut and enjoy your shit yourself. Everybody got to know what you got. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Let me go check some emails, see what y'all talking about.
These women going crazy.
You got who going crazy?
The comment. The women on Facebook going crazy. Check this shit out.
Okay,
I posted
tell us what
good,
the...
good dick don't have to eat pussy. Did you hear me?
That's a true comment, actually.
Don't
a true comment.
Don't you agree?
That's a real.
If you got good dick.
That's a real comment. That's true. Listen, okay.
Right.
So let me explain that comment. Okay, and he's right. He's absolutely right.
That's right. Thank you.
Generally, if a man is really putting like really putting the work in, and the woman loves it. I mean, yeah, she might would love for you to give her some head, but that's not something that she really, you know, it's not a must-have because
right,
you dicking her down. You dicking that thing
right.
down. So she ain't
exactly.
really concerned about, she rather have a dick than a head. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
you know, but you know what, B? I think that, okay, let me ask you this. What are, you said the women going crazy. What are they agreeing or are they disagreeing or you got a kind of a mixed bag?
Hey, all of them disagrees.
Okay, that mean all them got niggas that ain't putting the work in. They dicks little and they ain't fucking good and they just got to get
right.
the head
because
that's what get them off.
That's
like
what
that's
exactly
the real
what
shit. And if anybody disagree
yeah.
with me, hit me up at Hip Hop Barbershop G. We didn't talk about that shit. I with my boy on that one.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a fact.
Oh,
matter of fact, she just says that all the time. She just like, shit, I'd rather have a dick. If it's good, you know, if your shit ain't good, then, yeah, I need you to give me some head because I need something to compensate. But if you ain't got
right.
to compensate, shit, then you good. Now,
exactly.
I do understand. Maybe every now and then one, baby, could you just lick my shit sometime? You know, I just like the way you lick it. Okay, cool. But she ain't going to sit here and be like, I'd rather you lick it than you stick it. Right?
Right. How often, I mean, come here, I'm just saying. How often does a woman be like, hey, come here, you mind if I suck your dick right quick? You know, you got to give them hints and clues and all that type of shit. When's the last time a woman just walked up to you, your girl or some shit, was like, man, let me bust you down right quick? Don't worry, I'll wait.
I mean, you know. Hey, I don't put my business in the street, but look.
No, there's one.
Nah, but
there's one chick just inboxed me. She listened to the show. She said it's for pleasure. Oral sex is for pleasure.
Now that's true. However, okay, I can agree with that. But let me ask you this question: would you? Okay, so you got two men. Okay, we're going to say you got two men, man A and man B, right? And man A got the fire dick. Like, he can put it on you, have your eyes curling, have, you know, make you go to sleep and all this. Man B got some fire head, but his dick ain't shit. who would, and I'm have her answer. You hit B back and let him know the answer. Would you rather have man A or man B? Now, you can't have both. You either have the dick or the head. Which one would you rather have? And I understand it's for pleasure, but we talking about if you had to choose, what would you choose? We waiting on the answer.
Dick.
Wait on her to answer.
She said the dick.
She said, okay, absolutely.
She said the dick.
Okay. Right, right. Okay, okay. So all we said is this, you know, and you're right. It's for pleasure. I agree 100%. It is, you know, it's for the pleasure. However, you know,
however,
you would still rather have your man with the fire dick and give you some head every now and then versus the man who can give you some fire head, but then when he put it in, you can't feel shit. And you sit here like, is it in yet? Yeah, baby. Hey, look, I saw this movie, man. This shit was funny as fuck. So this guy was fucking this chick. And, dude, he was like, I'm talking about, he was just making all this noise and shit. He was just, and all this stuff. And the lady was laying there, and she was like, is it in yet? And he had came and shit. And he was like, he rolled off the shit. And she was like, he's like, was it as good for you as it was for me? And she was like, I didn't feel anything. That motherfucker said, shit, I got to go. And he got the fuck on.
So
I'm just saying, ladies, there's some men out there like that in real life. There's some men out there like that in real life, yo. You can't feel shit. Like, you sitting there thinking that you feeling he tickling your shit. Like, it's a tickle. You know?
Right.
You don't feel no pressure. You might feel a little pressure and shit, but you ain't feeling nothing. I'm just saying, like, but he can lick the shit out your pussy, though. He can lick that motherfucker like a cat. That, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just saying. You know, like, okay, B, let's flip the script. B, I'm going to ask you this question. So you have a choice,
right.
Two women. You got one chick
okay.
with a fire head, but a coochie is trash. Then you got chick B. Her head game ain't all that great, but she got the fire. She got that kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? Who you choosing?
A is wait a minute. She got some good. Wait a minute. She got some good. Whack ass pussy. A, you say A. She got some whack ass pussy, but some fire ass
right,
head.
Right, but she got great head. A is great head, whack pussy. B is whack head, but great, like, I'm talking about super duper. We talking about she got the WAP. She got that WAP, B. Yeah, she got the WAP, okay? But a head game ain't all that great. He's like, okay, yeah. But she, boy, when you get up in that, boy, you just be like, oh, shit. You know. So who you choosing? The WAP or the goat throat? Which one? Goat throat or the WAP?
I can't believe I'm going to ask
about this
shit. No, honestly, be honest, I would say A. I love
so
A.
You want
so
the head. You want the
A.
Okay, ain't no
hell
wrong with
yeah.
that. Ain't no wrong with that, but B, I got to have a WAP. I mean, listen, the goat throat is great. Don't get me wrong. Ain't no wrong with a goat
right.
throat. Now, you get the goat throat might have you, you know, but, okay, let me tell y'all, I know some of y'all are like, what the fuck is a goat throat? The goat throat is great, you know, the goat is greatest of all time, right? So goat throat, she got, she
yeah,
a goat throat. She's greatest of all time. Give you the throat and everything. That's what a goat throat
exactly.
is. So y'all learn something. So, ladies, now you can tell your man, I'm a goat throat, baby. But,
you know,
anyway.
Let me see.
Let me see. Let me be the judge of that. That's what I would say. Let me be the judge of that. But the WAP, man. I got, you know, the WAP. The wop.
That's what I'm saying.
But, okay,
that's
look, I got comments
that's
coming
that's
in, too.
You just proved your, hey, you just proved your point to a certain extent, like I said. If you got good
mm-hmm.
ass dick, you shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have to get no head. And you agree to it, so.
Yeah, I do agree to that. But, you know, but you know, just for me not being a selfish motherfucker, I'm you know, especially if, you know, she's doing me as well. You know, I'm going to return the favor. I'm not going to just not, you know, But then, hold
no,
on, we got to, it depends. Well,
we'll feel full
but
like
see,
you.
Hold on.
We'll feel full like you. We just want some ass. It's me.
So, okay. They, I just heard somebody say, are you serious? Were they talking about, were they talking about? Okay, so look, let me say this. Okay. Relatively speaking, this depends on the person that you're dealing with, right? Now, B, we got to set the ground rules because if this is your girl, okay, we gotta see who we talking about now because there's different standards to who you're dealing with. Now, if this is just some chick you banging, I agree with you. If me and you just got a sexual relationship and there's no feelings involved, you ain't my girl, I'm not your dude, I don't know what you're doing on your spare time. You don't know what the fuck I'm doing on my spare time. We just meet up on the weekends, and we do what we do. I totally agree with you. Ain't no way I'm putting my mouth on this chick. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. I'm not putting my mouth on her. You see what I'm saying? So, no, you're not getting nothing from me but some dick. However, now if this is my girl, my woman, the woman that, you know, I care about, then it's going to be a little different. I'm not going to do her like that. Yeah, if she wants, or we, you know, whatever the case may be, then yeah. But, you know, it just depends on the person you're dealing with, too. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're looking at it in that perspective, then it depends. If you're not looking at that perspective of just some chick you banging, then yes. I totally, man, fuck that. You just getting it dick. Look, you just getting this dick.
I know these emails are coming in.
Listen.
Fucking goat throat.
Right. Oh, yeah. Goat throats are great, ladies. Some of y'all just learned something today. Some of y'all just learned something today. Goat throat. Some of y'all didn't know what the fuck that was. Man called you a goat throat, you probably was, before you found out what it was, you probably was mad because you're like, oh, you calling me a goat? No, he's giving you a compliment. Tell you the greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
You're the GOAT. You're a GOAT. You the shit. Don't be getting mad at your man for calling you the goat throat.
You should feel flattered and happy just about even giving you that acknowledgement, especially if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you do not get that title.
I'm going to tell you something.
They have to tell you that.
If a man give you that title, you right, B. You absolutely right, ladies.
Title.
If a man gives you that title, right, a man is just not gonna be throwing them shits around just willy nilly, okay? Yeah, a man ain't just gonna just willy nilly just give you a title like that just off the rip. You have if a man has said that to you, you have definitely earned that shit, okay? All I gotta say is, if a man comes at you like that and just tell you some shit like that, you wear that shit with pride. You wear that shit like a badge of honor. You goddamn worked hard for that shit. Matter of fact, you know what I'm finna do, B? Listen.
What's up, dude?
I'm going to start printing out shirts and shit, fellas. Okay? I gotta patent this shit because somebody gonna steal my idea, but fuck it. I'm gonna have certificates and shirts and shit for your lady. If your lady's a goat throat, goddamn it, you order a goddamn certificate, I'll put a name on it, I'm going to get a gold star on that motherfucker. As a matter of fact, it's going to be just like a degree, you know, and you just hand it to your lady and shit, and you give her a shirt and shit, and you hand that shit to her and say, baby, hell, I might even do trophies too, goddamn it, fuck it.
On
you say,
hell,
baby,
trophies,
you deserve this shit, and you give her the trophy. Right, you give her the degree and shit. Head, she got fucking head degree, fucking goat throat degree T-shirt.
Oh, no,
and you take a picture of that
even
shit.
Even one better. Shit, they can get the trucker hats that say goat throat goat and all that shit. It can match the shirt. Oh my god.
ladies. Then after that, you go down to the DMV and get you a tag that say goat throat on that motherfucker. Listen. She get a tag, motherfucker's gonna be following her around. She be like, why is people following my car? Listen, dudes know what that shit means. Some of y'all ladies don't know what the fuck that means, but listen, the man see that shit on your car, he following your ass. Oh, shit, goat throat. Oh, shit, I'm about to follow this motherfucker.
You might have given me some of that bad. About to give you some bad.
Oh, shit. Man, okay, let me read some of these emails. Y'all ass is crazy.
All right. Hey, you know what's going to be crazy? You going to have a lot of women asking me nigga tonight, like, am I a goat throat? He going to be confused,
yep.
Like, what the fuck?
Damn right. Yep. Listen, you right, B. You're going to have a lot of women out there asking they dudes to shout to the show, baby, am I the goat throat? And these dudes going to be mad at us because the ones that ain't a goat throat, they're going to have to lie tonight and say, yeah, baby, you the goat throat. And she's like, these motherfuckers that fuck me. And then she was like, oh, thank you, baby. Let me give you some hair. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa.
No. Come on. Let's play this PlayStation game. No. I don't want to. No. You don't know what you're doing. Let me stop playing with you, boy.
Now, ladies, listen. Just because your man don't want no hair don't mean you don't know something. Now, let me say this now. This to be fair. Your man don't want no hair doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. You know, sometimes, you know, it just be the wrong. Sometimes it'd be a wrong time. A man might be got shit going on and he just can't get the head right there. But that doesn't mean you're not good. It just means that he can't get it at that time for whatever reason. Everybody had a different reason. You hear Brian, though. Brian like, shit.
You get that shirt. Hell no, you don't get that
don't
shirt.
Worry about it, B. Don't worry about it, B. I'm going to print some up and shit. Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm going to see you some shirts and plaques. Hey, B, listen, I'm going to send you some shirts and plaques and shit. Listen, y'all. Y'all want this to my fellow ladies. You can't buy your own plaque. I mean, you can, but it defeats the purpose if you buy it yourself. Now, some of you might say, you know what? I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm going to put it on my wall so when a man come over, he's going to see that and he'll think some other man get. Nah, that ain't going to be cool because then he going to look at you like, what the fuck? So, no, don't do that. That's not a good thing. But it's not the same unless your man gives this to you. He gives you the title. You know what I'm saying? Just like ladies, you know, fellas, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all, you know, the same thing. You know, a man can't call himself, well, he can, but it ain't the same unless a woman give him the title. You know, your ladies give your dude the title, you know, King Ding-a-ling. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same if I sit here and call myself King Ding-a-ling. Unless some woman has called me King Ding-a-ling or I've gotten the title, then I can wear that shit proud. But I can't wear King Ding-a-ling unless I've been told that by a female.
The only way you can call yourself that. See, that's the difference with the men and all that shit. Only way you can call yourself or wear a shirt that says King Ding-a-ling, you got to at least have three women references that can say, yeah, he is
right.
King Ding-a-ling.
I agree. You're right.
Now, just
you're
one.
Right. You know what? Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're right. It's got to be more than three. You. Absolutely. You're right. I agree. You got to have at least three women. And you know what? I could say that the same for the ladies about goat throat. You got to have more than one dude tell you that too. One man tell you you're a goat throat.
Ooh,
but
no.
You
got
to
have three. Two or three.
Yeah. Three. We're going to say three-person minimum on both sides. Ladies, you got to have three men. Men, you got to have three women that told you you King Ding-a-ling. I'm going to make them shirts, too, King Ding-a-ling. Yep, King Ding-a-ling and goat throat. Damn right. Ladies, if your man's a King Ding-a-ling, shoot me an email. I have your shirt ready. Send it to you. And now, you listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, this is on some real shit. If you gave your lady... And a lot of times, us men get shitty Father's Day gifts. Let's just keep it real. Like socks. Now, don't get me wrong. I love socks. But why are you buying me some shit I can buy myself? Especially socks. Socks are cheap as fuck. I just bought a fucking 10 pair of socks for goddamn $5. You know what I'm saying? Just literally the other day. $5. Got 10 pairs of goddamn socks and shit. So I'm just saying. So... Why don't you flip the script this year for Father's Day and get your dude a King Ding-a-ling T-shirt?
Oh, no, really?
I guarantee you that will be the best gift you probably ever gave. You know why? because you acknowledging him that he's a fucking King Dingling. And all men like that shit. We all like that acknowledgement. We all, that boosts our ego. Anything that's going to boost a man's ego is a great gift, ladies. I'm just trying to help y'all out because sometimes y'all be bullshitting. I ain't going to lie. Y'all be bullshitting with the Father's Day gifts and birthdays and sometimes. Not all the time. I ain't going to say sometimes y'all come through like a champ. But every now and then we get that shitty-ass fucking fox and pies and shit and some bullshit. But you can take that same money and buy a King Ding-a-ling T-shirt.
Baby, sure.
You got it in a little bag, right? You say, baby, here's your gift. He'll be like, what the fuck? You're a goddamn fox again. Goddamn it. He ain't going to say that to you. He's going to think that shit. He going to pull that shit out and see this big King Ding-a-ling across his chest. Or up, he going to hold it up. He'll be like, baby, what the fuck? And then his eyes going to get big. He'll be like, oh, shit. You'll be like, baby, you the king. You put that shit down. You the King Ding-a-ling. And you walk the fuck away. You talking about his day, his month, his year is going to be made? That motherfucker going to be like, oh, shit, my baby, call me King Ding-a-ling. He going to be calling, making phone calls and shit. Nigga, look what I got. Look what my girl got me for goddamn Father's Day. King Ding-a-ling, nigga, what the fuck? Yeah, nigga, King Ding-a-ling. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga, I'm King Ding-a-ling around this month. Hey, nigga, to our Caucasian brothers and sisters. Now, it might be a little different. You know, he might say, oh, my God, I'm King Ding-a-ling. Oh, wow. Honey, I don't know. So it might not work for everybody. You know, I think our Caucasian brothers might take it a little different. They're probably not going to view it the same. But, I mean, hey, don't hurt to try. They might want to be King Ding-a-ling, too. Right, B?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it did a mess with him. It didn't mess with his, you know, be big on one and shit. With a sombrero on the motherfucking thing.
Now, listen, I think the only people will probably take this a whole different way is probably my age. Shout out to Japan because they listen to us all the time. Shout out to China. Shout out to all the Asian countries. Cambodia especially, and don't forget my Cambodian breast milk. But anyway,
your milk.
Cambodian milk. Got to get the Cambodian. Yeah, I need a right. But I think that if you gave an Asian man a King Ding-a-ling T-shirt, I think he would be confused as fuck. And I ain't even trying to be funny. I think he'll be like, wondering, what the fuck is this? What the hell, King Ding-a-ling? What the fuck? What is this?
I'm done. I am,
you know,
fucking
done.
I am fucking done.
What the
fuck? I am,
look,
fucking done. Oh, my God. You bogus as hell.
Listen.
What I said was fuck that. Oh, my God.
Listen.
You bogus.
Yeah, listen. Can you imagine? I don't even want to say this because they got some serious problems over there in India. They got some real serious problems. But you know what? Again, we about comedy and we're joking. This is nothing to be serious,
yeah.
Y'all. Don't take us serious.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to make you laugh. We talk about everybody, so don't feel like we're picking on anybody. We talk about shit. We talk about us all the time. We talk about us more than we talk about anybody else. So at the end of the day, if we bring up a race, it's not racist. It's just we joke. It's jokes, man. It's just we just having fun. We crack jokes on our own race more than anybody. We laugh and talk about our shit, how ghetto some shit is all the time. Matter of fact, I got some ghetto shit I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But with that being said, I'm going to say it because maybe I can crack some smiles to somebody in that region of the world. But can you imagine somebody from India and you get them a King Ding-a-ling? What the fuck is this, a King Ding-a-ling? You got to lick it before you stick it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit. So, you got to lick it.
Oh,
Now, oh, shit. So at the end of the day, y'all, you know we playing. We joking. Hopefully y'all take this funny. If not, then we – listen, I'm sorry, okay? I don't say that very often, so – but so if I say I'm sorry, you take that shit.
I'm not.
Yeah, B ain't sorry for shit. B ain't never sorry. You ain't never going to hear the words come out his mouth.
I'm not.
But I, listen, we got balance here. I'm going to apologize for us. So if you took offense to that,
for him,
I'm sorry.
For him.
It wasn't meant to be offensive. It's just a joke, okay? It's what we do here. We joke sometimes. All right, y'all. Let's hit some of these emails. Getting emails. All right. So this is from Tina. Tina says, I'm going to address this in the best way I know how. Goat throat, yes, I am. I've been called that on many occasions. I definitely know what that means.
Gee.
Yes, I also would rather have a man with some nice size ding-ding. She said ding-ding. Nice size ding-ding versus a nice size tongue any day. Hell, I can lick my own shit. God damn.
Oh,
what?
Damn.
What?
Whoa, shit. Whoa.
Oh, shit. Wow. How does that work? God damn.
Whoa.
I mean, are you a contortionist?
That's
do you? God. She said she can lick her own shit. She don't need a...
Damn,
bro. See what you started, Brian?
Yeah, baby. Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Woo! See, this is why... This type of shit right here is why, ladies, I must say, make sure you do everything you can right by your man, because you got women out here like this that can lick their own shit and be called the goat throat. Watch your man. Treat your man right. Do right by your man. Make sure he's happy, because you got these women out here like this who can lick their own shit and be called the goat throat is out there in the midst of shit. She like, shit, I'm finna take some bitch's man today. She up there licking her own shit like a dog. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Is that what we doing now?
I guess she is.
B, can you imagine this shit? So you, listen, you taking this young lady out for a date, right? And you get back to your place. She say, you want to see a trick? And you be like, yeah, what's the trick? And then she goes down and contorts herself down, and she starts licking herself. Bro, what would you do?
Get the fuck up and leave.
What would you do, B?
Get the fuck up and leave? I would get the fuck up and leave. Like, we're trying to fix this flexible ass bitch. Why is this flexible like this, man? No. I would get the fuck up and leave. That's when I'm moment.
Hell, you wouldn't try to handle that, bro? You wouldn't try to handle
that?
No. We come out.
Do that to if she can do that to herself, just imagine what the fuck she's going to do to you next. Shit. You can have your ass like a pretzel and shit in a minute. Hell no.
Oh,
looking like
y'all.
And shit. No, fuck that. No. If she can do some shit like that, I'm getting the fuck up, put my clothes on and everything, and getting the fuck out of there.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck are we doing?
I ain't gonna lie to you. If I saw that as well, I probably would. I probably would walk out too. I probably would just, you know what, I'm done. You know what, you win. As a matter of fact, Reed, if it was me, I would throw the shirt, the trophy, and everything at her and just say, "You win," and just throw it at her, leave. Just put it. I wouldn't throw it out. Just sitting on the counter, I'll line everything up perfectly for her. And when she's done, she's gone. Because I'm going to be gone before she's done. She won't even know I left. She's going to look up and see the trophy and the shirt and all that shit neatly laid out for her. Fuck that. I'm gone. But look, we appreciate you for shooting us the email.
No, wait a minute.
Wow.
Just imagine you. She on top of you. And she riding you cowgirl style or whatever they call it, cowgirl style
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you she on top and all that. And then the other half of her body
right.
just turned around and started kicking you. Her ass is still facing you, but she turned her whole body up and turned around and kissed you.
Hey, man, we talking about some exorcist type shit. Bro,
for the real, man.
Bro, I was
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
This bitch
yeah,
ain't got
bro,
no ribs. Where is this bitch ribs?
Hell no. Nah, yeah. You're right. I would have to get the fuck, man. Shit, yeah, that's crazy right there. She just started contorting this shit. You be hearing, look, and then you hear her bones start to pop and shit. Her bones popping.
Right?
Like she's transforming
bro?
And shit.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
I'd rather fuck
her.
You know what's so funny? I'd rather fuck a girl from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker when she starts taking her body parts off than fuck with that shit.
Remember she had that little spot of hair sticking up and shit, talking about
oh my god,
took that wig off,
took a titty
she
off,
had a little spot of hair.
I'm like, oh my god.
Listen. I'm good. And listen, I know good and well a lot of our ladies be having crazy stories. I remember God, y'all funny as hell, man. Y'all funny as hell. But I remember some years back, man, we had some epic confessions and things of that nature, but it's one particular, and I mentioned this probably a couple of shows ago, that always sticks with me, is when the chick called her boyfriend a needle dick dog. Like, ladies, listen, I'm going to say this.
Did she mean it?
I don't give a damn how your, huh? What did that mean?
Did she mean it? Did she mean it? Or
yes,
was she joking?
No, she was not joking. So, okay, let me tell you the context of what happened. Yeah, let me tell you the context of what happened. So we was having a conversation. At that time, we used to have a sex therapist. Used to be, you know, come on the show every once a month. And the sex therapist was on, and we was talking about, you know, they were talking about men's sizes and women not getting pleased by their men and things that they can do and this and that and the other. So a young lady hit us up and was like, you know, my man has a needle dick. And we was like, what? A what? What'd you say? She said, my man has a needle dick. His shit is so small. She said she can't feel nothing. Like, she literally doesn't feel anything. She said she don't even feel pressure. She said she don't even feel pressure. She don't feel nothing. That's how little his shit is. She said she loves him to death. He's a great guy. So,
oh wow.
I remember the I'm gonna tell y'all, it's funny as fuck. I remember this like it was yesterday because it was so funny. So the therapist was like, okay, she was trying to be professional as fuck. She started off professional. But then the shit got crazy, though. So she was, like, trying to tell, well, ma'am, you know, if you love the man, you know, first of all, I don't think you need to call him that. You don't call him that, do you? And she was like, oh, yeah, I call him that all the time. I tell him he's got, to his face, he's got needle dick sticks, little shit. He knows. You know, she was going off about shit. So she was like, well, ma'am, you shouldn't do that to him, you know. And she was trying to be all professional. She's like, man, fuck that. He's just dick is little. You know, but he's a great guy, though. She just kept saying it. So after a while, the therapist started getting irritated with her. It was like, look, okay. She said, are you cheating on him? And she's like, hell yeah, I'm cheating on him. Shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. She was going on about, you know, she has to cheat on him because he can't satisfy her. So she was like, well, tell her how fair that was and stuff like that. Yeah, the therapist was telling her, like, you shouldn't cheat on him. You know, why don't you just let him go if he's not for you. He's like, well, he's a great provider. He's great with money. He provides, he takes care of me.
Right.
You know, so I'm not leaving him. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, I'm not leaving him because he takes care of me.
I know.
So, you know, needless to say, the lady was like, you know, I'm going to keep cheating and this and that and the other, blah, blah, blah. The goddamn man, but look, hold on. The man had a friend that actually listened to the show. How ironic is this shit? He had a friend that listened to the show. He knew her voice. He called the guy and told the guy that the girl was on the air. And so he listened to the show while she was talking all that shit. And then he came home, and so she was talking shit, and the man came in, and he pulled the phone from her and said, "Yeah, I heard all the shit she was talking. I'm leaving tonight. I'm done with her." And we was like, "Oh shit!" So, and all that to say, ladies, y'all be careful what you say about your man. If you're gonna say some shit like that, you're gonna be shaming your dude. Be anonymous. Don't put your man out there like that. That shit was not cool. You know, fellas, y'all.
You should have bust that shit open and then should have cracked that shit open and then peed on her ass and then walked out.
She might have liked that, though. She sound hella aggressive. She might have liked that shit. That might be what she wanted. She might have wanted that. She might have wanted him to bust her crack her head open and pee on her. She probably been satisfied with that. She was hella aggressive. Cause she was like
you know how our parents used to slap us upside our heads and shit? And once you slap upside your head by your parent, you know, it's